Hi, I'm Gilbert. I'm one of the pastors at Victory, and I'm the president of Every Nation Philippines. We're committed to plant churches, reach campuses, and bring the gospel to the nations. I hope this message inspires you to honor God and make disciples.
So we're now in the final installment of our series called Joyful. Joyful. So I hope that this has brought joy into you. So if you are with us and you have your Bible, bring it up, bring it out, because we're going to read from Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 up to 13, the last part of the letter of the Apostle Paul to the church in Philippi. This is what the word of the Lord says to all of us today. Verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things. And the God of peace will be with you. Verse 10, I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Now that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low. I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. Now, everyone's favorite verse, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Let's bow our heads as we pray. Lord, today we receive your word. Maraming salamat, Panginoon, sa pagpapatuloy mong bigyan kami ng kalakasan sa pang-araw-araw naming pamumuhay. We are truly grateful, God, for giving us the strength today. That grace, Lord, for us to be joyful at all times, Lord. We know that apart from your grace, apart from what you have done, and apart from what you can do, there's never going to be an instance in our lives where we could be joyful at all times. So God, today we are thankful for being here on site, and I'm thankful for those of us joining us online. I pray that your spirit would be upon each one of them as they listen to your word today and respond to it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I just want to ask you this question. Meron ba kayong kilala na laging gutom? Meron bang ganun, ano? Diba? Yung mga nasa online, itag nyo na lang sa comment section below. Ito, kilala ko to. Laging gutom. Always hungry. Or baka meron kayong kilala, hindi naman laging gutom, no? Pero parang laging inaantok. Meron ba? Yung katabi mo ba ganyan? Laging inaantok. Or maybe hindi yon. Yung iba, laging mabait. Diba? Yung mga ganon, lagi. Always. Now, the word always, it's interesting. It's an adverb. But it's more like of the superlative type. Ibig sabihin, parang you don't even miss a beat or even miss a thing when it comes to being always or when you say never. I remember a time when my wife and I were early on in our marriage. We've decided to always be aware of trying not to use always and never in our speech towards each other. Diba? Parang halimbawa, lalo na pag magkagalit. Diba? Sino sa atin dito may mga asawa na po kayo? Ayan. Tas naman ng kamay dyan. And you're happy about it. There you go. Diba? Ito na yun. Lalo na pag nag-away kayo. Anong sasabihin sa'yo? Lagi ka namang ganyan. You're always like this. Or maybe you will never be true to your promises. Now, the reason why we're being careful about that is because hindi naman totoo yun. Diba? Lagi ba talaga? Lagi ba talaga akong late? Lagi ba talaga siyang late? Lagi ba talaga na hindi niya pwedeng gawin yung ipinangako niyang gagawin niya? Is it really always? Is it really never? But what's interesting is that in the writing of the Apostle Paul, after reading through that, I realized I needed to ask this question. Is it really possible to be always joyful in all circumstances? Tingnan mo nga yung katabi mo. Sabihin mo, posible ba? You know, if you're online, tanungin mo yung sa katabi mo, posible kaya? Is it really possible to be joyful in all circumstances? And the reality is this, the answer, the resounding answer to that, according to the Apostle Paul, is yes, it is possible to be joyful at all, in all circumstances. Pwede. Now, parang pag tinignan natin, so talagang always talaga to? You know, it's okay not to skip a beat in being joyful always? Now, the answer to that is yes, according to the Apostle Paul. What I love about this chapter, this final chapter of the book of Philippians, is that it starts off, verse 1, basahin nyo na lang later, it starts off by saying, stand firm. Stand firm. Meaning to say, be immovable. Now, how do you become immovable? Right? It's just a realization that life is going to be full of challenges. There are going to be things that would challenge you. There are going to be things that parang feeling ko, dapat hindi ito nangyayari sa akin, pero bakit siya nangyayari? And yet, despite that, Paul tells the church in Philippi that you need to stand firm. The picture I have in mind, according to our kids' church pastor, si Pastor Michael, it's like a sumo wrestler. Diba? Parang naka-stand firm siya doon. The goal is to resist the force coming, but more than just resisting the force coming, it's making sure that you don't go out of the line so that you won't be defeated. Now, part of standing firm is this, is understanding that yes, we can be joyful always. We can be joyful always. Sabihin mo nga uli yun sa katabi mo, you can be joyful always. If you're with us online, just say, you can be joyful always. And then itag mo na rin yung kaibigan mo. Yes, we can be joyful always because of three reasons. The first one is this. We can be joyful always because, one, is the peace of God. Because of the peace of God. Let's start with verse 4 once again. Sabi dito ni Apostle Paul, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. He didn't say there, rejoice in our successes. Rejoice in our victories. Rejoice when you have good grades or high grades. Rejoice when it's never circumstantial, if you realize that. It's always been anchored to a person. Rejoice in the Lord. Not rejoice in great health always. Because there will be times that our health would not be 100%. I'm so glad Pastor Ferdy prayed for that earlier. It's not always going to be good times for all of us. But the reminder to us is to anchor our joy in someone rather than in our circumstances. You know, someone who is unchanging. Someone who does not. You know, someone who's always true to his promises. That's why we can rejoice. Now, verse 5 says this, let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything. The Lord is at hand. For some of you, that's the only thing you need to learn and know and experience today. That the Lord is at hand. He is with you. He is near. In another version of the Bible, it didn't only say the Lord is at hand. It also says the Lord is near. Ano bang ibig sabihin ni Paul doon sa word na near? Of course, it speaks of proximity, di ba? How near are you to the person next to you, di ba? Close ba kayo or you're 1.5 meters away, di ba? So, or relationally, it could be that, you know, you're close. There's a certain level of proximity. But another meaning of this word near or another meaning of this word at hand is this, is that he is near. Meaning to say, he is true to his promises wherein he already came in human form to die for our sins, and he is coming again to redeem all of us. What does that speak to us today? It simply means this, that we are to put our joy in someone who does not change and someone who's always true to his promises. That's how you can rejoice. Kasi nga, di ba, ang nagkakaroon naman tayo ng anxiety pag hindi natin alam yung saan papunta. Yung mga nagda-drive dito, di ba? Susundan nyo si Waze, di nyo alam. Kanan ba, kaliwa, di ba? Is it time to turn? And then merong anxiety ng konti because you're being torn in different directions because things are uncertain. I am not sure, will this person fulfill his promise? I am not sure, will he come through for me? But Paul is already saying the Lord is at hand. He is near, proximity-wise, relationally speaking. And when it comes to His promises, He will be true to His promises to each and every one of us. Make no doubt about that. Kaya nga, pwede kang magsaya eh. Lord, sakit ng tiyan ko kanina. Parang ganun. Pero I could be joyful. Lord, it's not the best time when it comes to my academics. I'm not really doing well. Lord, relationally, there's tension at home. And yet, I can continue to be joyful because the Lord is at hand. What will you be anxious for if you know God fulfills His promises? Do not be anxious. Do not be anxious. Tell the person next to you, don't be anxious. Don't worry. Don't worry. God's got you, really. I mean, don't worry. We have a God who is unchanging when it comes to His love and mercy towards us. And we have a God who fulfills His promises. For some of you, dun pa lang, tapos na kayo. Pwede na tayong mag-rejoice, di ba? Kasi we have a God who cares, who loves, and who is true to His promises. Verse 7. If you would see here, ito na ngayon yung piso. Verse 7, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. He said there, go ahead and pray to God. You know, go ahead and lift up your petitions towards Him, your anxieties towards Him. Go ahead, bigay mo yun sa Kanya because He's a God who is at hand. He is near. He fulfilled His promise and He'll fulfill it again. So you could go ahead and do that. And what happens next is that the peace of God will come upon us. Not the peace brought about by our resources or the things that we're comfortable of. Not the peace that would allow us to just hang on and survive during this pandemic. Diba? Because I have all the means. I have all the resources to survive this season. That doesn't bring us peace. Because we all know that at any given point, we could contract the virus, right? And yet, what are we doing today? We are having so much peace. That God, if I should contract it, I know You will take care of me. That God, I know that as we go out, as we go about our daily activities, of course, doing this with all wisdom, alam ko lang, God, na You will take care of us. And there could be so much peace right there. And it says there, this is the type of peace that surpasses all understanding. Meron ka bang kakilala na parang pag may sinabi siya, hindi ko maintindihan yung sinasabi mo? I hope that's not me today. Parang ano yung sinasabi mo? I mean, I could see you, you're calm. I could see you, you're okay. But I really don't understand why you can be okay in a time just like this. I just know you just lost your job and yet you're still okay. About 2 weeks ago, I was talking to one of our volunteers here. One of our Victory Group leaders. Intern. Now, if you don't know what a Victory Group is, it's a perfect time, di ba? Yung mga nagko-comment ng comment dyan sa chat box below. Ano lang, kontakin nyo yung mga taong yan. I-PM nyo lang what is a Victory Group. It's a discipleship group, okay? Segue ko lang yon. But here's the catch. I was speaking to him because he is battling lung cancer. And on top of battling lung cancer, he contracted the virus. He had COVID. And on top of that, he lost his job. He could no longer work. In fact, the last time we spoke, he didn't want to turn on his camera because of the way he looked. He said his allergies are all flaring up because of the medicine. And then when I asked him, how are you doing really? Of course, he told me about all the struggles, all the lies, all the temptation to give up and faith and everything. But in the end, he said this, but I know God is faithful. But I know God can heal. And I also know that now more than ever, our family has been more prayerful. There is such a peace in him that I could not describe. Bigla akong naisip, sobra. There's something bigger than anxiety. There's something bigger than his worries. There's something bigger than his situation. And that's the peace of God. So he said, Pastor, you know, I am ready anytime, but I have so much peace in God. I know He's the one who's going to take care of me, even at this point in my life. And I know He can heal. And I know He can do this and that. So parang, you know that feeling na I was there to minister to him and pray for him, and yet I went out of the conversation being the one fully encouraged. Being the one fully encouraged. Ang tindi ng joy ng taong ito. What a great joy, di ba? That person exhibits. So despite the circumstances, because he understood that joy is anchored on a person. Rejoice in the Lord always. Okay? And that joy will cause us to have so much peace. Verse 10, the second one, the second reason. In verse 10, it says here, I rejoiced in the Lord greatly now, that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. The second reason why we could be joyful always is this. Again, this is, I would consider this as something that is probably not at the same level as the peace of God. It could be like a sub-point, but it could be like a second sub-point, which is the people of God. The people of God. Sabi dito ni Paul, grabe, na-concern lang kayo sa akin. Na-revive lang yung concern nyo sa akin. Ligayang-ligaya na ako. That's what he said. Just because I know you wanted to do something for me. Paul being in prison at that point. I know you wanted to come. I know you wanted to support me. I know you wanted to do this for me, but you didn't have the opportunity. But, he said, just being concerned for me is more than enough to give me joy. I just want to say this, that the church community, I hope and I pray, which is never perfect because it's comprised of people like you and me who are still being sanctified by God. But I hope that the relationships that you find here, whether that's physical or maybe that's online, would bring you joy, di ba? Tingnan mo nga uli yung katabi mo. Yan, I hope that that person brings you joy, di ba? Baka joy pa lang pangalan niya. So, or if you are at your homes, di ba? I hope that the people you're with, you know, participating in this service will bring you joy. Now, I could never imagine being in a place where the church community does not exist. I'll be honest with you. I'd still remember a time when my daughter was like 8 days old and yet she had to go through some blood transfusion because of the incompatibility of the blood that me and my wife had. So we were also, the anxiety level, I would say, is at its highest. And yet the church community was there. We prayed together, believed God together, and miraculously, my daughter's fine. That's 13 years ago. And fast forward to just December of last year. December of last year, I think a few days before Christmas, my wife had a severe back pain to the point that she could not sit down or, you know, she's okay now. She underwent therapy. But here's the catch. During that time, it took us an hour to get to para makababa ng stairs, no? Because I wanted to bring her to the hospital. Tapos, nung nandun na kami sasakay na kami ng kotse, pag-start ko nung kotse ko, ayaw mag-start. I mean, what are the odds, di ba? That this happens today. Nadiskarga na pala yung baterya. Kailangan ng palitan and stuff like that. Good thing, great thing, there's church community. They brought us to the hospital, prayed with us, continued on. I mean, I have like countless of stories on how the community or the people of God has brought us, me personally, so much joy. So don't ever miss this. If you're not yet a part, once again, of a group who prays with you, who believes with you, man, don't wait. Don't wait. Hindi sikana, sakana pagka normal na uli ang lahat. We honestly don't know when that's going to happen or if it's ever going to happen again. But now is that perfect time for you and me. The people of God can cause you to be joyful always. Now the third and the last part is this. Verse 11. Not that I'm speaking of being in need. If you have your Bible with you, ang heading yan is God's provision. Sabi niya, not that I'm speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low. And I know how to abound. And in every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. The reason why we can be joyful at all times is because of the provision of God. The provision of God. Now, for most of you who has been with us for quite some time now, we know that the greatest provision has already been given to us, which is the forgiveness from our sins. When Christ died on the cross, that's why we did communion earlier to remind us of that. Every time I do communion, what happens to me is, of course, I'm reminded by the love of God. I'm reminded of His goodness. But also, I'm reminded of how fallen I am as a human being. Now, are we redeemed? Yes, we're redeemed by the cross. But it reminds us once again of that distance that we used to have, you know, between us and God, na sobrang lawak noon, that there's nothing we can do. Whatever best effort we can have towards coming close to God would always be futile. Walang pwedeng gawin. And yet, instead of us coming to God, it was God who came to us. Always remind yourself of that. That's the greatest provision ever. So when you're reminded of the provision of God, there's always a reason to be joyful. Sabi dito ni Paul, when I had nothing, what did God provide? Hindi naman sinabi ni Paul na, ewan ko nga Lord eh, bakit nothing ako ngayon? Ba't walang-wala ako? He said, when I had nothing, God provided what? Contentment. I learned how to be content. That is equally provision, right? And he said, when I had plenty, nung sobrang dami, maybe nag-kick off lahat ng investments niya, and talagang, wow, no, limpak-limpak. I mean, I'm just assuming. But when I had plenty, he said, what did God provide? The wisdom and the grace not to become greedy, right? The wisdom and the grace so that he could use whatever it is that the Lord has provided him for God's purpose and not his purpose. God provides for us. And sometimes we have this notion that when we talk about provision, which our favorite verse will be coming from, yung verse 13, which we will go through later, ang nasa isip natin, Lord, you will provide. Pero ang nasa isip natin is yung solution sa problema natin. God, I am sick. I know you'll provide healing. Is God able to do that? Yes, he's able to do that. But what if what he will provide for you at this point is the endurance? Is the never giving up attitude so that you would not give in and you would not give up on your faith. That's provision. For however he provides for us, he does that in accordance to his will. Now I remember trying to formulate this sentence and I realized that provision is not just about turning a difficult circumstance to a good one. It is also about allowing us to endure the challenges of life without being completely destroyed. I realized this. Reading through the Apostle Paul's life and letter, it's never just about, God, provide for me. I want, you know, this and that and everything else na may isip ko na solution. But he can also provide through other means. The fact that you're here today, for those of you who are on site, diba? That's God's provision. You're okay. May pinamasahe ka papunta dito, diba? You're fine. Your health declaration, which we all trust, says that you are completely healthy. You're fine within the last 14 days. You did not get sick, right? That's God's provision. Now, is God still able to provide more? Yes, because the greatest has already been given, right? Kumbaga, why, bakit ka pa niya titipirin? Minsan, ganun naman yung notion natin kay Lord, no? Lord, ang damot mo naman or tinitipid mo ko. When he has already shown himself to be a lavish provider, he gave his only son, according to John 3:16, so that we can be redeemed from our sins. So the last verse is this, verse 13. When it comes to the provision of God, then therefore I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Sino sa inyo at some point naging favorite verse nyo to, di ba? Ako naging favorite verse ko to. Or if you're online, just say, tag the person, nakilala mo na, favorite verse nyo to. But, strength is equally a provision. That God's grace strengthens me, and therefore I can do all things. So, what this simply means is, I can rejoice. I can endure. I can be content. I can trust God. So, when we say this, this is not like, you know, again, if an athlete, for example, would like to use this as their life verse, di ba? Parang they're about to go to a competition and I can do all things. Now, again, it's a matter of faith for them. But the real context of this is during a hardship. I can be content. Yun yung sabi ni Paul. Nasa preso ako. Man, ako ang pinakamasayang prisoner dito. Can we do that? You know, I'm not doing well. My things are not provided. Maybe my legs are chained. And yet, I am the happiest. I'm the most joyful here. Why? Because it's not dependent on my circumstances. And Christ, whom I have followed and trusted, is able to give me strength. So in the same manner, Jesus can strengthen you today. Jesus can strengthen you today. So when I end with this, I realize if you look at the Old Testament, napakaraming mga festivals doon, di ba? Mga mandatory festivals na pagka ito yung ina ninyo, there's the feast, there's the celebration of this and that. So it's like a mandatory thing. Why? Because they have to celebrate regardless of the situation. Regardless of the situation. Like kahapon, birthday ni Pastor Ferdy, di ba? Yun, no? Happy birthday, Pastor Ferdy, ha? Hindi ko alam, ha? What's the condition? But may handa? Or, you know, nagpatumba man ng baka or baboy si Pastor Ferdy? Or sabi ni Miss Maricar, ano daw, puto or kuchinta? Tama ba, Miss Maricar? Ano man ang handa, he can be joyful. Why? Because it's never circumstantial. And that date, in a sense, the festival or the feast, is a place where you are supposed to celebrate. And how do you do this? You celebrate this in its original principle, what you do in a festival, di ba? Feast of the Unleavened Bread. Mga kung ano-anong mababasa nyo dyan, di ba? Is that they're celebrating what? God's grace. They're celebrating God's grace with His people and having that gratitude for His provision. Kaya may mga ganon. Yun nga yun, di ba? Minsan kahit ano naman ang pinagdadaanan nyo, pero birthday nyo na bukas, anong nangyayari sa inyo? Nagbabago. Diba? Parang, oh, sige, let's celebrate. Diba? I mean, I know I'm not at my best shape right now. It's not the perfect. It's not the most perfect of all circumstances. And yet, pwede ako. Pwede akong mag-celebrate. Pwede akong maging joyful because I know God is with me. So remember this, okay? As we end this entire series, that joy in all circumstances is possible because the peace and provision of God are available. All right? I'd like to call the music team to please come up here on stage. And I'd like to call and ask everyone here to please stand. Remember this, okay? It is possible for us to be joyful at all circumstances. Let me just take this time to pray for you. Bow your heads with me. If you're joining us online from your homes, just bow your heads as well. Lord God, thank you. Lord, today we acknowledge the reality of anxiety, God. Now more than ever, we can be anxious. Now more than ever, we can worry. Now more than ever, we can let go of our trust in you. Why are these things happening, God? Why is it this and that? Lord, I pray for each and every one of us here today that we may begin to find our joy once again in you, Jesus Christ. Not in our circumstances, not on how victorious things are, whether I got the promotion I prayed for, well, great, or I've had good grace and good for you. But it's never based on that, God. It's based on you. Our God who's unchanging, our God who's true to His promises. So Lord, today I speak blessing upon our church community. If you feel like there is anxiety in your heart, if you're here or whether you're online, why don't you go ahead and put your hand in your heart and just acknowledge that before God. God, this is making me worried, Lord. Lord, this is causing me to be in fear. Lord, this is stealing away my joy. Stealing away, God, my relationship with you. So Lord, today, just go ahead, right where you're standing, at the comforts of your home, just give it to God today and say, God, I trust you. I trust you, God. You've always been true to your promises. You've never let go of me. And you won't ever do that, God. So thank you, Lord, today for your grace upon our church community. Lord, we honor you. God, we thank you that you would restore that joy. Doesn't necessarily mean happiness all the time, but the joy, that peace, Lord, that calmness in our spirit, God, that trust, that belief that would never let go of God, the one that would trust in His provision according to His timetable and according to His process, not according to how I've seen things to be. Lord, I speak blessing upon our community today. Thank you, God, for being with us. I want us to respond in worship today. I remember a quote coming from Charles Spurgeon that says this, "A rejoicing heart soon makes a praising tongue. A rejoicing heart soon makes a praising tongue." And I would want us to do this today. As a manifestation of our joy, we will be praising our God. Come on, let's give Him a round of applause, everyone. Come on, wherever you are, in your own homes, in your own homes, go ahead. Applaud God. Praise Him right now. Praise Him right now.
Thank you for joining us. You can visit victory.org.ph to find a church, join a Victory group, and give online. Thank you for partnering with us, discipling the city, the nation, and the world through your generosity. For more messages like this, you can subscribe to this podcast through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you listen to podcasts.